More than a month after Helene, the Asheville VA Medical Center is still sending teams out to check on thousands of military veterans in western North Carolina. Many have serious health problems and are isolated and having trouble getting around. WUNC's Jay Price went out with one of the teams.
76-year-old Vietnam vet Cliff Stewart, everybody calls him Sarge, lives in the community of Swannanoa, just across the river from the devastated commercial district. Stewart has back and knee issues and uses a powered wheelchair. Like everyone else here, the flood caught him by surprise.
The water started coming down this way, and then the next thing I know, it's already above the windshield of the car.
It came in under his doors and welled up from the heating vents. VA nurse Matthew Bain had visited before.
Because the water was about, what, 2-3 feet in there?
Two to three feet, yeah. It was just above the wheels on my wheelchair there.
His power still hadn't been reconnected. A small generator rattling out on the porch was mainly powering space heaters. A nonprofit company rebuilding his home has cut out much of the drywall and yanked out the insulation so the structure can dry out. A charity gave him a motorhome to live in temporarily, but his wheelchair won't fit in the door and Stewart has to leave it outside, so the VA team brought a weatherproof cover to protect it.
He can go there during the day. Be out of the elements while you're gutting this place out.
With Bain were another nurse, Sherry Bird, and a driver, Garth Massey, to deal with the back roads that were rugged even before the storm chewed them apart. Three-person teams like this have been crisscrossing the mountains since Helene hit. After the storm, the VA put together a list of more than 2,600 veterans in the region at high risk because of serious health issues. Communications initially were almost impossible, and sometimes the VA couldn't reach them or their families. Patty Campbell, the chief nurse leading the VA outreach, said that left one alternative.
If we couldn't reach them by phone and we didn't hear from them on the email, and we had clinical staff in the vehicles going out.
It didn't always work. Sometimes the veteran was just unreachable. Other times,
some of the areas where we went to on the addresses, the home wasn't there.
The VA staff has had to care for veterans while dealing with their own storm-related struggles. Bain was without power for 15 days, but he said others had it worse.
We've got a couple of nurses we work with in primary care that have lost their homes completely that were just a total loss. Some of our staff have lost family members, some people have lost homes, some people lost nothing. Just like Western North Carolina, it's a gambit of everything.
Among the vets Bain's team has had to reach was a hospice patient in Weaverville, cut off when a bridge to his house washed away.
Me and another nurse had to walk in water, food and supplies and backpacks about 2 miles in just to get him supplies. He had no medicines. They had no electricity. So, I mean, he was pretty much just at our whim of what we had we could give him.
Many of those getting visits are in wheelchairs, like 50-year-old Donald Harris of Fairview. Harris has multiple sclerosis and lives with his brother high up a mountain. A huge mudslide ripped right past their house, miraculously missing it but destroying their steep quarter-mile dirt driveway. He was evacuated from the house by a military helicopter. The terrain was too steep for it to land, so he was lifted out in a metal basket. He's only recently returned home to a shattered community where 13 of his neighbors died in the storm. Harris was in the shower when the team arrived, so they had to wait before he rolled out onto the porch.
Hey, Mr. Harris.
How's it going?
Good, brother. We didn't want to mix up your bath.
The VA team checked his medicine, the condition of his legs, talked with him about how the VA could make his bathroom more accessible, then said goodbye. For now.
Sure, I'll see you again. I'll be back again.
Then they loaded up and picked their way carefully back down the mountain. Jay Price, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.